In the 34th episode of Damn, That's Interesting, I'll be exploring the misleading nature of the world map we commonly know today. For many, the Earth is heavily influenced by the Mercator projection, a tool initially designed for nautical navigation that eventually became the world's most widely recognized map. However, accurately portraying our spherical planet on a flat surface like the world map today is mathematically impossible without distortions. Even though paper maps are rarely in use anymore, the Mercator projection remains surprisingly prevalent. This raises the question, why do we cling to a map that presents a warped sense of the true size and relationships between countries? Take Africa, for instance. This vast continent, the undisputed heavyweight of landmasses, gets unfairly shrunk on the Mercator map, appearing dwarfed by the size of Greenland, when in reality, Greenland is 14.5 times smaller than the continent of Africa. Similarly, Mercator's map exaggerates the size of Europe and North America. Visually speaking, Canada and Russia appear to take up approximately 25% of the Earth's surface, when in reality, they occupy a mere 5%. In other words, the map you think you know is messing with your mind. It's time to discard the misconceptions fostered by the Mercator projection and embrace a more accurate representation of Earth's shape. Or just use Google Maps, considering they decided to leave the Mercator model 5 years ago. Hell, for that matter, use Google Earth. Nothing beats Google Earth. That's it for today's episode, and I hope you ended up saying, "Damn, that really is interesting."